Our next story on vision is the result of something that happens all the time to reporters. You run across something really interesting, but you just can't fit it into your story. This happened to NPR's Joe Palca when he was in Boston working on his series on invention called Joe's Big Idea. Joe and his producer, Rebecca Davis, found themselves in the office of the people who make artificial eyes. Joe tells us more.
Actually, this isn't Joe. It's Rebecca. Joe gets squeamish when he has to talk about eyes. He says it's something to do with eye surgery he had when he was a small child. So I'm going to jump in when things get what Joe calls icky.
And I promise we won't get too icky because I can't handle it. Anyway, we were in Boston to tell the story of a young boy named Noah Shaw. He was born with a rare eye cancer called retinoblastoma. And as part of his treatment, he had to have his eye removed. Well, that surgery was 5 years ago. Noah is now a healthy 6-year-old, and wearing a false eye is normal for him, no big deal. But because he's still growing, he has to get a new eye made from time to time.
So we got to go with Noah and his parents for the fitting, and the thing that surprised both of us, if you remember, was about the shape of that artificial eye.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody I know, and certainly I did, thought that a fake eye would be round.
It's only in the movies, yes. Where it rolls down the planks. Yeah.
That's Joyce Jarling. She's one of 4 Jarlings at Jarling Ocularist in Boston. These fake eyes are actually small, curved bits of plastic, kind of like a contact lens, and they're slipped under the eyelids of the missing eye. That's how it's held in place.
And watching the Jarlings make these prosthetics, as they're officially known, is really like watching an artist at work.
I'm actually making my own acrylic paints. This is a raw plastic.
That's Eric Jarling, Joyce's brother. He's using a fine brush to paint what looks like a near-perfect replica of Noah's existing eye.
So when he's done, at the workbench, he calls Noah over.
Try not to spill any chocolate milk on me.
Before Eric can get to work, Noah has a question.
Do you have eyes?
Do I have what?
Eyes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's take a look at your face, mister.
I think you need a little bit more gold in there.
Eric takes the eye back to his workbench, and he's got a bit more painting to do. He wants to make the pupil a little bigger. He wants to add some tiny red threads that'll look like blood vessels. Now, the way they know how to make the right size piece of plastic for Noah is one of those things I can't talk about.
Okay, I'll step in. So at an earlier appointment, Eric's sister, Joyce Jarling, took a mold of Noah's actual socket where his eye used to be.
I usually do the impression of the eye socket, like they take impressions of your mouth, same gel, no flavor, but you don't gag.
So Eric's done touching up the eye, and Joyce Jarling comes over to see how it looks on Noah.
How's that feel? Let me see. Chin way up there. Not bad.
Now, I know this stuff can make you so uncomfortable, Joe, that I was really surprised you asked Joyce, how do you take that eye back out again?
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself.
You could use your fingers to take it out. You have a suction cup. Or we even say the third method is the wooden mallet to the back of the head.
We heard a lot of that kind of dark humor when doing this story, especially from Noah's parents.
Oh, that's so true. Brian and Elizabeth Shaw have these amazing stories about things that happen when your child has a fake eye.
So one of the most common things when we got the first eye is sometimes it would rotate 100 degrees. And so the pupil would be looking like it was staring down below the lid further than you could normally even move your eye. And it would just look creepy. It would look way creepier than if the eye was even gone.
Brian calls that the zombie rotation. And they also told us that Noah got really good at taking his eye out.
He would always take it out when he first got it and chew on it.
And he used to play this little game with his mom and dad. They'd put him down for bed, then they'd leave the room, and a few minutes later, Noah would take his eye out and throw it on the ground. It sounded like an M&M hitting the hardwood floors. And then, of course, Mom and Dad would go rushing back into the room, which would make Noah terribly happy.
And then there was the time that Noah took his eye out when they were on a city bus.
And I didn't realize it till after I got off the bus and looked at him, and I was like, oh my gosh, your eye's gone.
She put an ad on Craigslist, too. It said, lost, prosthetic eye. And then she put in parentheses, it's not a sphere. And she held up a picture like the old one.
I put a picture of what it looked like. Finally, I called the MBTA, Mass Transit, and I said, I think my son's eye might be on your bus.
A few days later, the Mass Transit folks knocked on Liz's door and said, excuse me, ma'am, is this yours?
Okay, Joe, now I want to tell you about some of the weird ways that people lose their eyes. I've looked up this up a little bit, and there's some... There's some interesting history here, like the 1850s, there's the farmer, the spindle, the knitting needle.
No, that's enough. Thank you. We're done.
NPR's squeamish Joe Palca, and also Rebecca Davis, learning more about artificial eyes.